The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Radio Row at AT&T Stadium for Errol Spence Jr. versus Mikey Garcia. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Lenny says, do you think one of the 12 GMs for the Texans should offer a second rounder for Melvin Gordon?
I don't think so, because then if you trade for Melvin Gordon, then you're having to commit long-term money. Because he's looking for exactly what Clowney's looking for.
Right.
Long-term security. If I had to choose between giving it to a pass rusher or a running back, you already know what my answer is.
Yeah. Every time. Frankly, I think if you're going to throw Clowney into that mix, I need a cornerback or an offensive lineman back. I think there's two guys in college. Well, one guy's still in college football, one guy who's not, who could go anywhere and win. And I think Nick Saban is one of them, and I think Urban Meyer is one of them.
Yeah.
And in Mac's case, I think Mac was a really, really good coach who got that school back to a national championship level, and not just winning one, but getting back to one and getting Colt McCoy hurt in that game.
Yeah.
But they were in contention for that almost every single year. And I love Mac. I love what he did at Texas. I think he's going to do really well at North Carolina. If he still has the fire, that's the important thing.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz.
We're not at the Errol Spence, Mikey Garcia fight.
No, no.
Despite what Tyler would lead you to believe with that intro.
We're just going to ignore that.
Are we?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Hour number three already. 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott today, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. Or you can comment on Twitch. And if you missed the first 3 hours, or first 2 hours, lots of sports and lots of mice. And 832 says, listening to you guys via the app while at the gym, nearly killed myself laughing while doing deadlifts because of AJ's mouse voice.
I mean, listen, it's not that funny. That's his voice. Let's not make light of it.
He says, modest mouse on the outro. Guys. Flounder on Twitch says, Barry remains disorganized and lacks definition. There's a hurricane coming to Louisiana, too. Oh.
That's pretty good.
Mott says, can you go through UH's schedule and give me a very premature prediction? I have 10-2, possibly 11-1. Ooh. I'd have to go look at it some more. I don't know defensively if they're as bad as they were last year. I think they're going to be winning 8 games at best, but
it's hard to know with a new coach.
Yeah. I mean offensively, I think they'll be fantastic because I think Dane is one of the best play callers in college football, and he's got a damn good quarterback, and so I think offensively they'll be fine. The defense, I just don't know enough about yet, but I can't see them beating Oklahoma and Washington State. I think you can catch Washington State early in the season sometimes, so maybe. But they have Central Florida on that schedule. There's always a game that they wind up not winning that they should. I'm thinking 8-4 for a first season. So, 713-780-ESPN. I was listening to Patrick Creighton a little bit last night. You know, he's talking about the Syndergaard to the Astros thing.
Yeah.
He thinks they could get Jacob DeGrom. Ooh. Because the Mets would want to dump that contract. If you could, yeah.
I mean, obviously. I mean, now you're talking about I mean, I guess that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. It's like, I think, 3 more years at over $30 million. But again, wouldn't you do it?
You know what's a weird thing, though, and a reason why it maybe behooved the Astros to stay away? DeGrom, his contract is like a Bobby Bonilla contract. Like, it's still going to be being paid in the 2030s.
Yeah, I don't know if I want any part of that.
I mean, it's just it's bad enough that the Mets have done it now twice, but it's just a weird thing to deal with. I don't know how I feel about that. But I, obviously, I mean, dude's an incredible pitcher. I think that would be amazing. I just can't. It doesn't seem like. I mean, it's not that much money. Five years, $137 million. They just signed him this year, right?
Yeah,
I can't picture them looking to get out of that. Like that's.
Well, his whole point is that's what the Mets do. They wind up signing guys and then trying to get rid of them and taking less. I prefer the team control and more reasonable contract of a Syndergaard, frankly. I think if you get that deal done, you're happy.
Yeah.
832 says, AJ, instead of being a game show host, you should strive as a voice on a mouse cartoon.
Yeah, I've thought about it. It actually hurts my voice a little bit.
I'd like to be Maynard Monroe on a cartoon. I think that'd be fun. Somebody was asking earlier, is there any chance of a sequel to your guys' sports betting book? Not anytime soon. To be honest, though, we do have some exciting things coming with the audiobooks. I mean, I've got to spend the next week or so getting Sports Map ready for football season. And Josh and I are going to kind of, we've got some new young writers we want to give a shot at some things. So we've got some exciting stuff going on there. But then the early August, I've got a couple of big audiobook projects that we're going to work on, including one internal one that I think the Blitzers will like. But I've got to wait for Aaron to get back to put that one together.
All right.
So, you know, but there's a lot of good stuff going on around here. And it's not, but I don't really see, I think at some point maybe we'll sit down and see if there's more to do. And maybe there is with sports betting.
I mean that the book is what it was supposed to be. It's like an introduction. So yeah. if you're looking for something more advanced.
Follow Jerry Bonneau's.
Well, yeah, that's probably a good call, too.
Yeah, I'd like to get, you know, I'd like to get Jerry involved in an audiobook for that, which we've talked about. So I think that's going to, it's just a matter of sitting down and working it all out. There's a lot of, there's a lot of details and things, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, but I wouldn't expect it before 2021.
Yeah.
At the soonest, because I've got another novel I have to do first. So, but it's.
And I've gotten busy too.
Yeah. AJ has an additional job now. But I don't think it's I'm not ever going to say never. So, but yeah, I mean, couldn't you just pay that off sooner rather than wait till 2030?
I mean, I guess you could. $52.5 million is deferred.
I don't like these deferred deals.
I don't like it either. Yeah. But the Mets owner, I know they, like the Mets owner lost a bunch in the Madoff thing. So maybe that's why he's doing that, but not a great look.
And maybe that's why they're selling guys off.
Yeah.
So, but I just thought that was interesting because I hadn't thought of Jacob DeGrom because.
Yeah, because I wouldn't think that he'd be available. Yeah. And I still don't know that I think he's available. Well,
his whole premise was, and you can hear Late Hits with Patrick Creighton tonight at 7 o'clock if you want to check in with him and hear more about it. His whole premise was that the Mets are stupid and they do stupid things. And
I mean, that part is true.
Yeah. And that they would take less than value for the guy, which I'm like, oh, okay. Still rather be in on Syndergaard.
I mean, obviously, well, the difference is, I mean, with DeGrom, Syndergaard's having a relatively down year.
Well, from an ERA perspective, it's his worst, but all his other numbers are pretty good. And I think you put him on a good team that's going to come down.
Jacob DeGrom, well, I guess for him, is having a down year with a 3.27 ERA.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're getting into, with him, you're getting into an elite level of player.
Well, I think he's one of the three or four best
baseball. Yeah, I mean, it's like Scherzer, Kershaw.
Verlander.
Yeah, Verlander. But Verlander's older. Than those guys.
But I mean, as far as
who are the best right now? Yeah, that's pretty much the group. If you were to trade for Jacob DeGrom, you could feel fine letting Gerrit Cole walk away.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a.
Well, I think if you did trade for him, that's the money you would have spent on Gerrit Cole.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. I find it interesting.
And the reality is, Gerrit Cole's contract will probably look a lot like Jacob DeGrom's. I mean,
Yeah.
I would imagine it's comparable. How old is Gerrit Cole?
I think he's 27, 28.
Okay, because that's the other side of it is Jacob DeGrom's 30. So you're talking about paying him for the Cole's 28. So it's not way off. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who. I mean, I'd probably rather have DeGrom for the next 5 years than Gerrit Cole.
And that might be the decision you have to make if you're doing that.
And just based on what they're doing right now, Gerrit Cole next season will probably get the same money that Jacob DeGrom just got.
Yeah, yeah, I would think so.
So it really boils down to which player do you prefer, or do you really still believe that Forrest Whitley or one of these guys is going to really turn into something and be your number two guy? The reality is, though, your number one guy is getting older.
Well, and
I don't think you can
thing.
Count on him being, dominant forever.
No, I agree with that. But
that's why I like the idea of paying Cole, or trading for DeGrom, because that way when Verlander either falls off or walks away, ideally you've got your next ace ready to go.
Yeah, yeah. And, I think this is going to be a big stretch for them because whoever they trade for, I hope it's somebody that's under contract for next year, so you do have a little Gerrit Cole insurance. And if he came back next year and we're able to, maybe you bring Miley back or, who knows, maybe you sign Dallas Keuchel to another deal. But if you come back with that plus big two starters and hopefully get Lance McCullers back.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know how he's going to come back from that, but, if you get him back, you're in really good shape next year. But you're going to need somebody besides Verlander at the top of their rotation. And yeah, I have every faith that they're going to make it happen. I really do. I there's a lot of pitchers available, and the reality is there's also competition. Yankees, Twins,
yeah.
Red Sox, they're going to be trying to get pitchers, but they're not going to get all of them. So I think if you get the right guy, and I think they will, it's going to be fun around here. It's going to be fun anyway.
Yeah. It's kind of cool that there's so much parity in Major League Baseball right now. Like, there's a lot of teams that could legitimately win.
Yeah, well, I would say, I don't know if there's a lot. I think there's, once you get to that bottom of that group of teams that are real contenders, you got a bunch of teams that have no shot.
Yeah.
I think.
But there's, I think there's four or five teams that I think are World Series contenders in the AL, probably four in the NL, maybe five in the NL.
Yeah, I still think the Red Sox are a contender. I think they'll put.
I counted them.
Yeah. I don't really feel like the Indians are a real contender.
I don't either. So I went Boston, New York, Tampa, Minnesota, and the Astros.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I do think, though, there's a bit of a gap between Astros, Yankees, and what I think the Red Sox will be, and then Tampa, Minnesota. But those are good teams. I could see them winning them. In a five-game series, both of them are going to be tough outs. Yeah, and I think Dodgers are always still there.
The Dodgers look to be the cream of the crop, overall. So somebody's going to have to do something. And, of course, the Dodgers will also probably, like they always do, fold up in the playoffs. But
not till they get to the World Series. Yeah.
But that team on paper looks as good as anybody, or better than everybody, I should say.
All righty, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Apparently Twitter is down again.
RIP Twitter.
Second time today. So if you want to get us, you can text us or Twitch us right now. Someone asks, is your novel available in paper format or ebook? No, it's paper, ebook. Audiobook, you name it, Kindle, it's all available at JesusTheNovel.com. And somebody's asking, what's your new novel? Hashtag plug. It's going to be a sequel. It's going to be a sequel to Jesus. Which I'm about 70% through. And
oh, really?
Yeah, I've got. It's very different than the first one. I worked on the first one for 20 years, so it's not going to be as good, but it's going to be pretty good. It's a more traditional.
Sequels are never better.
Yeah, it's not going to be better than the original, but it's very different. I'm not trying to retell the same story. I'm just kind of taking the same characters and putting them into a different situation.
Okay.
And I'll give a little tease for those of you who've read it. It's a holy war between the Catholic Church and the followers of Jesse, like a real holy war.
All
with
right.
assassins and everything else.
All right.
So it's a very different kind of story than the first one, but it's coming along great, and it's going so well that I might actually have an idea for a third book in the series. So we'll see. But if you haven't read it yet, go check out JesusTheNovel.com. Get the audiobook. I mean, that's a great job by a lot of people who you're familiar with here. John Granato, Jermaine, all those guys did a great job on it. All right. You know, I never know where to go because all I can think about now is Timothy the Mouse.
And it's exciting.
It's just like I'm sort of going, I want to talk about this. But hey, did you see that video? I don't know if we have the audio of this or not, of that dude in New York going nuts on women.
The tiny guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little dude.
That's probably part of his problem is people like me call him a tiny guy.
Well, he's 5 feet tall. Okay.
Yeah. He hates all women because women won't date a guy who's 5 feet tall.
Well, try the other team.
Good.
I mean, there might be guys who are into that. So, yeah, he basically is a place called Bagel Boss, and he just started berating the women because he's 5 feet tall and nobody will date him. So these poor women who just want a bagel, what do they have to do with it? What if they're not even on Tinder? What if they're happily married?
They could be. But he's
what if they don't like men?
He doesn't like any women now because of that. Which doesn't seem fair.
Yeah. And then he gets into
he talks smack to a bunch of people and like chest bumps a guy, and then he tries to go after some other guy, and that guy's not having it, so he gets his ass whooped.
Okay, let's hear it. You've got it bleeped, right? Okay.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up? Yeah. Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh?
I didn't get to the part where like there's a guy who actually like
hits him.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy, it shows the guy tackling him, but it's just basically them this is like a news piece that they edited and all that stuff out, so.
Yeah, that was fun stuff. Say elf one more time. Oh man. Is that not the most New York thing ever though? Like a New York little man, that's exactly how he would sound.
What's a height that you would be really uncomfortable at? Because it's one thing to be a dwarf, and like, I mean, that's just, that happens to some, you know, in some instances, it's just something that you don't have any control. Height is something you don't have any control on anyway. But there's people who look at they'll look at a dwarf and go, oh, you know, that's how he was born. But if you're taller, like you're supposed to be a normal sized person, what's the height that it's like, oh, that's a really uncomfortable height for a man? Because I'll be honest, like 5 feet, I can't think of a much worse height for a grown man because you're too tall to be a dwarf. But you're way too short to be like a...
Yeah, because that's what 4'10 is the official height, I believe, right?
Yeah.
To be considered a little person.
So I kind of feel bad for the guy, but...
Like imagine right now, if I'm standing up, this is probably about 5 feet.
That's how tall you are.
That's ridiculous.
Mike from Tomball says it's not just that the guy is 5 feet tall, it's that he's also 5 feet wide.
He's not that fat.
No, he's not fat. He's a little chubby, but he's not.
Yeah.
I bet it's very difficult to get laid when you're a 5 foot tall grown man.
I don't know, man. I think there's women who are into that. There's people who are into all kinds of different stuff. That's a thing. And yeah, I think he's just an obnoxious New Yorker. That's why he's not getting laid. I'm sure there's women out there that would be happy to do that. That like little guys.
So this guy, apparently he claims that he's the Martin Luther King Jr. of short people. But also in another New York Post article, Bagel Guy says viral rant has already changed his luck with the ladies.
Of course.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, because a really an out of control little guy who likes to fight is really appealing.
Yeah.
Apparently in New York. I have no idea what New York women like, so I know they don't like people from Texas. So yeah, I don't know what height. See, it's hard for me, and really I think all three of us sitting here trying to talk about what a comfortable short height would be.
Yeah, we're all above average height.
It's kind of hard to say, oh, I'd be okay at 5'5". No, I don't know. I was 5'5 when I was 11.
Okay, let's do this then. What is the tallest you would want to be if you didn't have some sort of elite athletic ability? So like you're completely non-athletic. At what height do you become uncomfortably tall?
I would probably say like 6'7", 6'5", 6'6", somewhere around that range. Because if you're not able to do anything with your height, then you're just getting annoyed by walking into doorways and stuff like that.
I don't really want to be any taller than I am. Like, I wouldn't want to be 6'5", I think, would be the maximum. Because when I wear a hat and boots, it's about 6'5". And that feels uncomfortable at times.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would say 6'5 would be the max.
How tall are you, Tyler?
Like almost 6'2".
Oh, okay.
6'1 and a half, something.
Hmm. So, yeah, that's another one that, yeah, I feel like I'm the height. I'm a good height. I like the height I am. I don't really want to be
You're
more.
You're shrinking, though.
Well, that happens when you get old.
You were the same height as me when I met you.
You get old, you lose a little bit. I can lose a little bit. 936 says I'm 5'5 and get laid three times as much as my taller friends.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, see? That's a thing. I think there's people who are into that.
Which, I mean, and also, I'm sure it's the opposite for girls. Like, there's girls who are uncomfortable once you're 5'10" or 5'11" as a woman, unless you're a model, it's probably uncomfortable and a pain in the ass to shop for clothes and stuff like that.
Yeah, I would agree. What about that 6'9" basketball player for Rice?
Probably not ideal.
Yeah. I mean, at least he gets to play basketball, but that would be very uncomfortable.
Okay, here's a game. Would you rather weigh, at your current height, weigh 450 pounds, so you're now morbidly obese, or be your current build, but 5 feet tall?
I'd rather be 5 feet tall.
With your current build?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I could do being fat.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Or obese, let's say that.
I got up close to 300 one time. I don't ever want to do that again.
I've been over 300 pounds.
Mm. Fattest I've ever been was like 250.
Oh, boy, okay.
Yeah.
What do you weigh now?
220.
Okay.
That's a good weight.
What about this? Would you rather be 5 foot tall or, I'm trying to think of a number. Would you rather be 5 foot tall with your current salary or your current height with like a fast food wage?
I'd rather be short. I don't want to be poor again. Dude, I've done that. I don't want to do it again.
Yeah, I've lived that, so I would probably be 5 foot tall with a...
Boy, I'd have to really think about it. Uh-huh. I think we read something once on this show about how your salary increases with your height. Like, the taller you are, the more likely you are to have a good paying job.
Yeah.
But I guess if you could guarantee the money you make now at 5 feet tall, you'd probably be okay. Oh, boy, I'd have a hard time being 5 feet tall, though. And but I also don't want to be poor.
That's the thing. I've never, well, I can't say I've never been 5 feet tall because I was a kid once.
Right.
But I was taller than most of the other kids, yeah. So that didn't count. But I have been poor. I don't want to do it ever again. Ever.
I've been hard. 6'3" since I was 15 years old.
See, now, I was weird because I didn't grow until after I graduated high. I was 5'10".
When
I graduated.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, and then in that summer, I grew to 6'2", and then grew another inch.
It was puberty. You were a late bloomer.
The other stuff had bloomed already.
So. All right, guys, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. If you own your home and you don't want to be a poor, here's how you can save $870 a year on home insurance. Simple. They built a system that gives you a firm insurance quote in 15 seconds using nothing but your address. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. System's going to ask for your address. You send that back, you'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within seconds. And this is great right now. I mean, everybody's, oh, the storms are coming. You know, everybody's worried about the, you know, what's going to happen to your house. Good time to make sure your insurance is up to snuff. And TGS can get you all those things and can get it at a good rate. And they're going to save you money, guys. Not everybody's going to save, but most of you are. And most of you are going to save a really, really good amount. And you don't need to wait till your renewal. TGS will take care of the back end so you can free your mind and start saving that dough. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody asked, 5 foot tall with large member or 6 foot tall with small member? I'll take the 6 foot because I can always have surgery.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get almost anything fixed now. In America,
you can even get your legs lengthened.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. 713-780-3776. Are you familiar? I don't know if you've seen this story. I don't know who he is, but you guys understand. I mean, you guys know rap music. Do you know ASAP Rocky?
I've heard the name. I couldn't tell you anything about him.
I know who he is.
Apparently, he's like been in this prison in Sweden, and it's like sordid stuff. So he's been held in a Swedish jail with inhumane conditions, feces hurled about and not cleaned up, wretched food and facilities that are not fit for human beings, and their sources tell TMZ the rapper is sleeping on a yoga mat with no blankets. There's a prisoner in the next cell with severe mental issues who slams his head against a concrete wall and hurls feces every which way, and it's not cleaned up. The water is not clean. The food is not edible. And for the first 5 days he was there, he ate an apple a day, and that's it.
Damn.
They say that it's filthy and disease-ridden. And apparently, a couple of guys went after him, and for whatever reason... Sweden, you wouldn't think of this, right? I mean, Sweden you kind of think of as clean and nice and, you know, respectable. But apparently they were following him and harassing him. And I guess there was some pushing or whatever, and he got arrested and has been held in prison ever since. And they won't let the U.S. consulate come talk to him, apparently because they don't want to see the conditions.
Well, what did he do?
They basically just... I got pushing and shoving match with a couple of guys who were accosting him.
And now he's in prison for it?
Yeah.
Boy, he needs to get a lawyer.
Well, yeah, I don't know why the U.S. consulate isn't there at least finding out what the hell's going on. 713, starting a new show tonight. Banshee or Yellowstone? Banshee always.
Banshee.
You know, Yellowstone's good, don't get me wrong, but if you've never seen Banshee... and you like this show at all, then you'll love it. Yeah, it's just a weird story, man. Now, of course, it's getting leaked from his side, obviously, so we don't know the whole story. But that does sound pretty cheesy that they haven't even let the consulate visit. You better dial Dave.
Damn.
Well played, sir. Well played. Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Well, that's kind of what happened whenever the singer from Lamb of God got incarcerated in, I think it was like the Czech Republic. He was in, like, just in squalor in their prison over there, and he was there for 2 or 3 months, I think.
Dude, jeez. I'm so scared to ever be arrested overseas. It's got to be the worst.
And that was all because they were playing a show. Some kid jumped up on stage, and he just pushed the kid off, and then the kid fell down, hit his head, and died in the hospital like a week later.
Oh, that's manslaughter. You got 2 months for that?
He almost got life, but he got off.
Well, that's, you know, some you don't intend to do things sometimes, but I'm sure that the drunk driver who goes and slides into a minivan didn't intend to hit it. But, you know, actions have consequences. Jake Marisnik, that's for you. You know, we didn't get to talk about this much, but can we quit giving credence to guys like Chris Broussard and all these idiots who tweeted where Kawhi Leonard was going to go and where he wasn't going to go that were completely wrong? And apparently there's no consequences for being completely wrong.
No. She's like, oh, missed one.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Some of these guys miss them over and over and over.
I mean, it's just...
The problem is, I mean, and everybody should do their own homework on who they want to believe, what sources they want to trust. The problem is, if you've got a blue check mark and you say something on Twitter, people are going to believe it. For me, when Chris Broussard says something, I don't put anything into it. And for the longest time, it was the same with Chris Mortensen.
Yeah.
I mean, you get burned so many times, I was just like, nah, I'm not buying it. I don't want to name any names of people in Austin who were the same way. You could put out, oh, this is the news so many times. But when you're wrong several times, I just stop giving you any credibility.
Yeah, and some of these guys, like even Schefter has missed on enough lately or taken stuff that, like this whole Texans GM thing to me was silly. It's like it's not official until it comes from you when it was reported here a month ago.
Yeah.
Are you not paying attention?
Very odd.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a lot of people who I just wish would quit putting themselves out there as sources.
Yeah, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Like Chris Broussard, I mean, you're going to be on TV either way. You don't have to be.
Yeah, maybe. He's been fired from two places now.
That's true.
I mean, maybe that's the only way you can stay relevant is to report fake news. But then when you do stuff like that and people start saying fake news, guess what? You're giving those people credence. You're a turd. Sorry, sir.
Guys, if you have been struggling to get the lady pregnant and you'd go through all the things, and a lot of the time, 50% of the time, it's a male problem, not a woman's problem. And those, if you're worried about what could be wrong, if you're experiencing trouble conceiving or you've had miscarriages or failed IVF, you can fix that. And there's a bias that women have to undergo the extra treatment to make up for the decreased fertility of the man. That's just not the case. The guys over at Y-Factor, they'll perform a complete evaluation combined with a physical exam, and they're going to figure out what's going on. And the Y Factor then forms a specialized treatment plan. Maybe they'll tell you, hey, you're all good. Your wife needs to work on some things if you want to get pregnant, but you're good. But they may say, hey, we could help you with this. We could help you boost your testosterone. We can help you boost the quality and the number of sperm, which increases your chances of conceiving through sex. The Y Factor, they do it all. All these male urological things. They're dedicated to men's urological wellness. Schedule your appointment today at mancenters.com. That's mancenters.com for the Y Factor.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I'd like to get into this topic, Lamont, but it's a lot deeper than being able to respond to it in one segment when we have Hoffman on Hollywood. Says you don't give credence to Chris Broussard, but earlier you did a segment on Florio's report on O'Brien versus Game. Same way Fred feels about Woj with the Rockets, the way Houston feels about Florio with the Texans. Dude has not been right on hardly anything. First off, I don't care what the fan base thinks of a guy. But the reality is, do I think Florio is any good? No. And you mentioned the Dez fighting in the parking lot story. He and Schefter both did that. Never happened. Those guys are wrong sometimes, and sometimes they're right. But Broussard's just this was just dumb and completely wrong, and he's done it enough to wear zero credibility. So, yeah, I don't think much of Pro Football Talk. And also, I heard from somebody else the O'Brien game thing. So there's more to it than just him reporting it. All right, Stu Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, let's start with the highest paid celebrities list from Forbes came out.
Okay, are you in the top 10 this year?
I'm not in the top 10, unfortunately. Number one, you want to take a wild guess who number one is?
For 2018?
From June 2018 to from June 1st, 2018 to May 31st, 2019.
Robert Downey Jr.?
No.
The Rock?
Nope.
Is it Vin Diesel again?
The Rock is 15.
Wow.
On the list.
I was just assuming that
Robert Downey Jr. was 31.
Wow.
Now, this includes athletes, includes movie stars, singers. Number one on the list, $185 million in the last year, Taylor Swift. T-Sweezy, my girl, just had the highest grossing U.S. tour in history. She's number one, and it's not even really close. $15 million more than number two. Kylie Jenner is number two. Kanye West, three. First athlete on the list, Lionel Messi, is four. Ed Sheeran, five. Cristiano Ronaldo, six. Neymar, seven. The Eagles, eight. I don't know that that should count, because there's multiple guys in that band.
Yeah, but if that's what they bring in, I guess I misunderstood the question because I wouldn't have thought of music people.
Okay,
so I was thinking celebrities. Yeah, they are, but I was thinking actors when you it's Hollywood. See, it kind of steered me into that.
Dr. Phil is nine, and Canelo is 10. Highest paid radio personality number 12, Howard Stern.
What's Limbaugh make these days?
Rush is number 18 at $87 million he made last year.
Wow.
So LeBron James at 17, Aaron Rodgers at 16. There's some on the list that kind of surprised me. Gordon Ramsay, the food guy.
Oh, yeah, that dude's huge.
Number 35 on the list.
Yeah, I could see that.
Ahead of Rihanna.
Yeah, he's got restaurants everywhere.
So who's the number one actor? Who would that have been?
Number one actor is The Rock, 15. $89.4 million.
Okay.
There are several Avengers on the list. A lot of money came.
That's what I would have figured.
A lot of money came from that movie. Surprisingly, at least to me, Robert Downey Jr. wasn't the top paid guy from this year. It's Hemsworth was the top guy. But that, I mean, I guess that includes other projects as well.
Who was the top guy?
Hemsworth.
Oh, okay.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, because he did that Men in Black movie, too.
Okay. 16 women made the list of the top 100.
Equal pay, please.
Equal pay. Maybe the most surprising entry on the list, Brandon Cooks. Good football player.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the top 100.
Wow.
That's kind of surprising to me. I still don't understand DJ Khaled. $40 million, and I still don't know what he does.
He's a DJ.
Right. But
there's like that guy in Vegas that he makes a bunch of money just DJing.
Marshmello,
I don't know who that is.
He's a DJ. Yeah. He wears a marshmallow head. $40 million.
What's
that guy at MGM? Steve Aoki, I think.
Steve Aoki, yeah.
I think a lot of what DJ Khaled does is he has producer credits. I think a lot of that money comes in from that.
Right around the James Harden range, he's number 64. The person right ahead of James Harden, Paul McCartney. The person right behind him, Conor McGregor.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go. That's what guys are making these days. I always find it kind of interesting. Adam Sandler, who's done nothing of note in years and years and years, still 43rd on the list, made $57 million this year.
Oh, God. I made the mistake of watching a movie with him and Chris Rock the other day, and Chris Rock was the only thing that even made it remotely watchable. It was horrible. I don't even remember what it was called, but it was – he's just not funny anymore.
Well, Sandler had the Netflix special, and he had a Netflix movie with Jennifer Aniston last year.
Yeah, but did you watch recently. It?
I've watched both, and whatever the movie was, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be going into
whatever this movie was, it was worse. It was worse than I thought it was going to be. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Tyler. Great job, AJ. Till tomorrow. Stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.